90 days to receive your
date. The Count On Chevy event is here. Your ticket to a Cruise Eco. 42 MPG and over 500 highway miles of tank. One of our 9 models over 30 MPG highway. Fuel up.
Seven after the hour. Uri Geller is here, ladies and gentlemen. He and I have more in common than you would ever have imagined. If you don't do anything else today, you do not do anything else with your time, please do yourself a favor and go to DougStephan.com. I'm sure you can find these pictures on UriGeller.com as well. There are pictures that when I first saw them, I laughed out loud. Laughed and laughed and laughed. Uri and I have been very close friends for 13, 14 years. And as I looked at the picture of you in that John Deere tractor, Uri has bought the farm next to his home in that little village in England.
When you say bought the farm, you don't mean bought the farm.
He
you
bought
mean
the
like
farm.
He purchased a farm.
Purchased.
Okay. Right. Nice, Rich.
So here's I want Uri, actually Uri tells the story better than I do, of us walking, you and Shippy and I and the dogs, we're walking across this field, and you had to climb over. You have to visualize this. There's a regular fence around all of it, and sort of to get into the pasture, we take a walk. Uri goes out every day religiously for about an hour, takes the dogs for a walk late in the afternoon. And so when I'm there, we take this walk, and it's in the pasture. And so we're walking across. We've jumped over the fence, and there's a herd of Holsteins up on top of a hill. You take the story from there.
Well, I don't know where you want me to take the story, but you're, kind of a little exaggerating because...
How do you figure I'm exaggerating?
Well, because all I got is a little, more land. That's about it. And, because you've got to cut the, the grass. It grows crazy.
That's hay. That's called hay.
The outtrappers. We do have, though, in my house, on the land that is just around Sonning Court, which is the name of my house, we have a little John Deere. And I love John Deere's. I love the color of green and yellow. It's amazing because John Deere's go back, 70, 80 years, Doug? You should know more than me about tractors. And then Ferguson's. That are red in color. By the way, what kind and what type of tractors do you have on your farm?
I have Massey Ferguson's and International Harvesters. The story that I was getting at was when we were walking along, and I think Tony might have been with us on one of those walks, there was a herd of cows at the top of the hill. You didn't believe that I could call them and they would come.
Yes, that's right. And the story goes on that you did kind of yell something.
I did. Combos! 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 That's what I did.
And the cows looked up.
Yes.
They kind of looked bewildered, but then they started running towards us.
Right. Yes.
That freaked me out, Doug.
I know
so
it did.
Now I believe that cows do understand. They can speak and, obey certain words. And you mesmerize them, and they just simply came to you. And I do it now every time I see our cows. I just talk to them.
Hey, Doug, let me ask you something.
And they come to me.
What would have happened if you would have yelled, "Hey, stupid! Hey, stupid!"
No. They understand. Nah. They're very sensitive.
You think they understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Doug, you started this program with me today by saying, if you have the time, get on Uri's website. Well, I think that all of us, every morning, we should dedicate a moment to ourselves and to your place in the new day. Every day, just a moment, you must have time for a moment. And you simply dedicate that moment to your place in the new day, because every day is a new day. Every day is the beginning of our lives.
Well, I think that's...
I think you all agree to that.
Right. One of the things that I find troubling is that there is resistance a lot of times to some of the thoughts or the feelings or the ideas that we have. People resist because there's something about a positive message that doesn't respond. People would rather, I shouldn't say people, some people would rather respond to the pathetic cries of this fellow camping who predicted the end of the world last Friday. Now he says it'll be October 21st. You must have come upon across people like this in your years of performing and your years of getting to know people, someone who promises to be able to do something or in this circumstance leads people astray. And again, because it's all about the mind and your work, Uri Geller's work is all about the mind and how you can use it to better yourself. This man takes, and others like him, takes people's minds and manipulates it too much. I don't know.
Dougie, because of that rubbish prediction, I received what I would say at least 250 emails from people who were quite scared about this prediction coming true. And I emailed back, rubbish, you know, don't worry, life will go on. And also I get lots of emails about the Mayan calendar.
Right. 12-12-12, next year.
That's another doomsday prediction that the world will end on a certain date in 2012. I always email back that I don't believe in it. Life goes on, and you know, don't do anything drastic because I understand that this person in America scared so many people that many families actually sold their homes, traveled away. And I wonder whether the legal system in the United States would allow these people who lost a lot of money because of that prediction to sue this individual who scared, you know, the hell out of them. I don't really know. Do you think, Doug, that if you would have, for instance, believed in what he said, and you got rid of your farm very quickly, and you went to a sacred place to wait for your death, and then it didn't never happened, would you not sue a person like this?
Well, I don't know if I'm not a good person. You know how cynical I am about religion and religionists, so it probably wouldn't be much that I'm going to believe. The people here on my staff would tease me and you about Y2K. Because I spent, I don't know, maybe $10,000 buying generators to make sure that I was able to run my farm and run the radio program if, in fact, we lost power because the computers all melted. I think, I don't know that I went down the path of believing, but there, I didn't know enough about computers, and I was certainly influenced by the news media, and that's really what happens here. The so-called news media takes all of this stuff and they misreport it and people believe it and they read it. Oh, if it was in the paper, it must be true. Or if it was on the CBS news site, it must be true. All people do is repeat rumors.
They blow it out of proportion.
Yeah.
You know, they empower the notion that, hey, although they're reporting it as a joke and they're sneering when they report it, but what they don't understand is that they affect millions of people who are very sensitive to these outrageous media reports, and they believe that the world will end. You're right, Doug. The media, especially the Internet, the billions of websites and the blogs, is just unbelievable how quickly news travels around the world. And what about this pastor who burned the Quran? I mean, just by doing that action, he killed a lot of people in certain countries who, you know, went out against, again, fighting in the name of religion, killing other people.
The people who would believe this stuff, see, that's it. The people who, back to religion, and a lot of people take the essence of what we're talking about here, and they expand upon it. They take, you know, the mind as people say, is a terrible thing to waste. You work on people to do things positive with their mind. But this other example shows what you can do if there's a negative influence, which brings us back around to trying to understand the mind and how easy it is to manipulate it either for good or for bad.
Yeah, that's, been with us for thousands of years. Just read the Bible or any holy scripture and you'll find the influential thought waves of certain people who changed nations and patterns of belief systems worldwide. You know, Doug, when we speak about religion and the belief in God, we speak about people who don't believe in God, atheists and agnostics, but the majority of the population on our planet, which what is over 7 billion people now, actually 7 billion people or more do believe in God. They do believe that there is a supreme being somewhere out there. And most do believe in life after death and the afterlife and the spirit that will survive the body when we pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm asked about, hey, I mean, how is it possible that God exists? I always say, well, is it possible that 7 billion people could be wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I'm a believer. And didn't they, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Constitution of the United States, isn't that based on belief in God? I mean, why is God's name on the American currency? Is it still there, Doug?
Yes, it is. In God we trust is one of the things, and then there in the Pledge of Allegiance under God. Is there when you grew up as an Israeli, although you live in England, you've lived in America, is there such a thing as a Pledge of Allegiance sort of in England, or I can't remember experiencing it, or Israeli attempts sort of do the same thing? Is there an experience like that in other parts?
I don't think so, Doug. But it is quite extraordinary that the free speech in the United States allows people to do outrageous acts.
Right.
I mean, I could not believe my eyes when I saw a group of Americans holding up slogans at a burial of a soldier, a Marine who died,
Well, that's this other, that's religion. That's this Baptist church in Kansas run by Fred Phelps and his daughter. These people are just as crazy. And beside being crazy, they are nasty and arrogant, and they're crazy and stupid. They're just dangerous. But again, free speech, the Supreme Court said they can do what they want.
That's exactly so, Doug. So why, for instance, all the anti-God, why isn't there a furor or a controversy about the word God on American currency? How come that hasn't come up yet?
It has.
Isn't that interesting? I mean,
no, it is, but it has a number of times. There are people who live in our country who think that, who don't believe in religion, they don't believe in God, so they believe that because there is church of state, the doctrine that separates the two then would prevail, and you wouldn't have under God in the pledge, and you wouldn't have in God we trust on the money, all that stuff, but it hasn't prevailed. And frankly, I don't know why it hasn't, other than there's political pressure on that sort of stuff because people think it's important, more important what the individual thinks, don't you, than the collective? Don't you think that's true, Uri? Really?
Yes, absolutely. And I do follow the stories from little towns around the United States where certain people are against religious symbols in schools.
Yeah.
I just read that a kid was taken out of his class because he had a bag of candies, and one of the candies looked like a cross.
I know. These people have gone nuts. All right. Check out Uri's thoughts and his deeds. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super-strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
I like the studio version of this better. He sometimes, I think he still does, kind of go, he's over the top when it comes to performing these things live.
Yeah.
Roberta, you ever see Bob Dylan play live?
Yes, I saw him play live at Shea Stadium with Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
What was
that?
I was about maybe 50 feet away.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. So today is his birthday. What's his real name? 800-510-8255. No, you can't tell.
Okay, I didn't spit it out. See,
but she
better.
Wants to.
I know she does. What is Bob Dylan changed his name in 1962 from his real name? And he borrowed the name. Actually, this is a two-part question. I like this. Richie, you liking this so far?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 800-510-8255. His real name is nothing like Dylan. He borrowed his name from a poet. What's the name of the poet? And
I know,
more importantly, what is his real name as we celebrate his 70th birthday today? Bob Dylan, 70 years old, like a Rolling Stone, Lay Lady Lay, positively 4th Street, Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35, I think. Knocking on Heaven's Door. This would be a I would like to listen to the concert. I would like to have been there for he and Bruce together. I find him, he gets, like Van Morrison does sometimes in concert, they just go off the reservation and just gone. And they get so into it, and it's like a Zen thing, Uri would tell you. Minds are just kind of floating off.
Yeah.
And they go, follow
the guy, I mean,
whatever.
Say what you want about him. I'm not a big fan of his voice, his singing, but the songs
what
he
do you
writes.
Mean?
Yeah, the songs he writes are amazing.
What do you mean?
Not like him.
Knock, knock, knock on heaven's door.
By the way, I'd like to congratulate Michael, our producer here, for titling All Along the Watchtower up on Cripple Creek.
That's good, Rick.
Don't get excited!
I'm expecting up on Cripple Creek.
Richie, am I up on video, by the way?
You are, as a matter of fact.
Oh, am I? Okay. Nice, watching.
What is that, peach-colored robe?
Yes, I have my peach-colored robe.
That's hot, Dougie.
Yeah. Is it nice?
Real men wear peach-colored robes.
I have a peach-colored robe. Yes.
You're so strange.
Thank you. You
just
figured that out.
He started out white, but then he washed it with his pink underwear.
That's it. That's it.
800-510. You're not supposed to tell people those stories.
Oh, sorry.
800-510-8255. All right, here's Denny, who's in Aurora. Is that Illinois or Minnesota? Where are you, Denny?
That's in Minnesota.
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 About 40 miles from Hibbing, Minnesota, where
Hibbing.
Bobby Zimmerman lived.
That's right. Bobby Zimmerman came from Minnesota. That's his boy. He was born in this state in 1941, so he's 70 today. Now, for the real prize, Denny, from which poet did he take his name?
Dylan Thomas.
That is correct, Amundo. Yes, 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 yes. There is some doubt to the story that he was a piano player for a singer who had him fired for not having a future in the music business. Bobby V. was supposedly the guy who said, Dylan, you got no future in showbiz. Go back to selling pencils. Or whatever he was doing.
I think Bobby V. was from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, they're two Minnesotans, yes. Bobby V.'s real name is really Italian, like Valenti or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe a little longer. Maybe had a couple of more vowels in it. But he's a great pop singer, but he didn't know talent, obviously. Bob Zimmerman. You got the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. 28 after the hour, time for Peter Greenberg on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever selected an airfare online only to find it suddenly not available? Here's what you need to know so you aren't caught off guard by misleading fares. Online search engines can't access real-time data fast enough to keep up with search result demand. What does that mean? You may be seeing airfare estimates based on old information. Some travel websites have two systems, one for tracking airfares and one for actually booking. And it's not until you go to buy the ticket that the agency confirms the price with the airline. So how do you get around that? You need to be a comparison shopper and look at as many resources as you can, like Kayak, Momondo, even the airline's own website. And don't forget airfarewatchdog.com, which has actual human beings scouring the web for deals. And speaking of human beings, why don't you pick up the phone and call the airline? Contrary to popular belief, online travel agencies don't necessarily have all the inventory, but the airlines do. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through Travel Guard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Simple.
I can see you.
I know you can.
I can see you.
There I am.
You're typing emails.
Yes, I am.
Time to go back on.
That's right. The end of the world is not upon us. Okay, so here's something that isn't about Arnold Schwarzenegger's children, but it is about Arnold. Some of you may have heard this. The Supreme Court of the United States has told the state of California that it must reduce its prison population by 46,000.
Oh, man.
46,000 inmates of California's correctional institutions must be let loose. Now, how does this all affect you in California or all of us around the country? Well, but think about it for a second. Think of all the people who are in jail. This is part of what Arnold talked about. Remember in 2005, I think it was, Jennifer, when Arnold said the Department of Corrections had to be renamed to include rehabilitation,
right?
Corrections and rehab. Of course, that's a joke because we all know what really goes on, especially in the hardcore prisons, whether it's California or any other state.
Yeah, nobody's trying to rehab
definitely
anybody.
Definitely a special kind of rehab.
We have the Walpole State Prison why am I listening to myself?
Right? That's a good question.
A very good question. Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts, which has among its inmates some of the nastiest subhuman people, I don't even call them people, they're just blobs, beings, that have ever populated the face of the earth. There have to be people like that in California. So how does this get taken care of? 800-510-8255, for those of you who are in California, what do you think about the requirement, first of all, to release all of these? The requirement is, well, I think Arnold moved 10,000 inmates to private prisons. California has the most privately owned and maintained prisons, big contracts, lots of money. And there was a suggestion, I remember at some point here, and you'll have to all sort of refresh my memory. I remember when there was, it wasn't with Arnold, but there was some governor, was it Brewer, who was charged with or some court system. No, that was it. There was a judge who was supposedly, allegedly, brought into a scheme to sentence more people to more jail time so they could go to the private prison. The private prison make more money, and they gave the judge a cut of it. Do you remember that story? That was last year. Who remembers that? Ray, nobody remembers it except me?
You're pretty good at that.
But remembering stories that nobody else
remembering
remembers?
Corruption.
At any rate, there are a lot of people who went back to jail on parole violations. We got the three strikes thing in California. And in general, I'm interested to know, Jennifer, what people in California are saying about this at this point.
You know, I haven't been in California.
I'm certainly glad I asked you then for your...
I know. So, I mean, I don't know that it's been a big, huge issue. I mean...
A big, huge issue? 46,000 people are going to be let out of jail.
Yeah. No, I know.
And about 50% of those are going to be in L.A. County.
But the only thing, I mean, the only thing that people have been saying on the news is that the prisons are still 137% overcrowded.
Right.
That's the big number.
Yeah.
So
why? Where
what are
these people coming from?
I mean, you release
are there that many bad people? Really, what it is the illegal immigrant population.
Yeah, that's what
that's what it is.
How many of those can be sent back to wherever they can go?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the big issue? What's going to be the big change? Because there's going to be no change until we start trucking people back. That's what's breaking the state of California.
No, but there's going to be a change if there are 46,000 people, 10% of the prison population gets let out.
Mm-hmm.
And they all go back into supposedly assimilated into society. The other side of this is there are a lot of people in jail who have no business being in jail.
Right. This is what I'm saying. If you fix immigration and if you legalize marijuana, you're going to have
white-collar criminals.
That's 30,000 right there.
Yeah.
When are we going to see? I think this begs the question. When are we going to smarten up and realize that we're going about this all wrong? Guys like Bernie Meltzer, what's his name? Not Meltzer. The guy that ran this Ponzi scheme in New York.
Madoff.
Madoff, thank you. Bernie Meltzer, the old guy on the radio.
Him too.
Bernie Madoff ought not to be in jail. He should have had every penny, every asset, everything he owned taken away from him.
And
if he was found guilty, and put him to work at a minimum wage job, sweeping the street, working at McDonald's, whatever it is. And that's the story. Why is he in jail?
Right.
We're paying for this guy to be in jail.
Sit and read books and eat and do everything.
I have a feeling you're probably saving that guy from being murdered by putting him in jail.
But is that our job?
That's not my problem. It's not, it's not my job to save people being murdered.
Yeah, we can't just have people out on the street getting murdered, though.
Who's to determine whether he's the guy that's going to be murdered or somebody else is going to be murdered? Let's see. If he's worried about being murdered, let him hire a security staff, bodyguards.
He's working at McDonald's.
Now, listen, Rich, it's not a perfect world. Having him in jail is the least.
Then again, it's not our job to protect him.
No.
Right.
It's not my job, your job to protect. He screwed all those people. One way or another, he gets his just dessert. And I'm not suggesting that he ought to die today, but what I am suggesting is that we have a cockeyed way of looking at how to get a retribution from people. If, in fact, somebody has the old eye for an eye, some people like that. I remember when my father first learned how they did Arab justice. He thought that was great. Somebody robs something, you cut their hand off. You have... somebody rapes somebody,
that's
they castrate them.
Cut everything else off.
Right, yeah. And so which one works better? Not a lot of repeat offenders.
A lot of these countries in the Middle East.
No, not a lot of repeat offenders.
Steal a loaf of bread, you get your hand cut off.
Right. So I'm just wondering here, this is the first day of people trying to figure out what to do here. And I'm looking at the study of prisons. This guy from Berkeley says, quote, everybody was waiting for the reform agenda to get specific, and it didn't. And that's why, then they're blaming this on Arnold, basically. Mm-hmm. That's why it's easy to blame everything on Arnold.
Everything's going
to
get blamed on
Arnold. I mean, he couldn't get a lot done. He was,
the Democratic,
life,
same thing that's going on. And that's back to why we ought not to have political parties. No more. There should be an elimination of political parties. Get rid of them. All of them. Anybody. Run as an individual on issues. That's it. No more political parties.
Then 10% of the population ends up deciding what happens with our country.
How's that? What, do you think it's more than that now?
Because it would get fractionalized even more than it does now. I mean, right now we basically have a 2.2-party system. You know, we have two major parties and then
we have a couple others. We have two horrible excuses for parties that are only interested in their own survival, have nothing to do with the good betterment of mankind or the country. Nothing.
Right, right.
Zero.
But if we have 17 parties...
You don't have to have any parties.
And they get... Sure you do.
Why?
Well, you're going to have a group of people.
Yeah.
They are going to constitute a party.
Oh, so
that party that will then decide what happens as well.
Okay, it could be the McCain party or the Obama party or the Bush party.
Whatever it is.
Or the Stefan party or the McFadden party or the Lopez party or whatever party
it is. It would be the group that decides what happens and what becomes law.
Let them support. No, well, let them support.
Meaning that a smaller percentage of people would decide what happens in this country.
I don't see that that's the case at all. The majority, you think the minority is the Republican and the Democratic Party membership. The majority are the 70% in the middle who don't have really any strong political party affiliation whatsoever. They're the ones that really make the decision, and that's what you always see. What do you think Obama went to Ireland for? Who cares whether Obama has any Irish extent, except the people who have Irish blood in them? Oh, I guess I got something in common with Obama after all.
Yeah.
It's blatantly political. All of this stuff is. But you think, don't even get me going on this. This is sending
me. I had a point
on
somewhere back a long time ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, go ahead. See if you can...
I don't remember. I'm serious.
All right, anyway.
But they did report on TMZ that he was drinking beer with his wife in Ireland, by the way.
Yeah. So what?
He's a beer drinking guy, I think.
Pint. He had a pint of Guinness, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, don't you remember the Beer Summit? Wasn't that one of his first acts as president? Yeah.
Now, see, that would have been, if he did more of that stuff, I would have reason to think there was hope for him. That sort of stuff is really good. Not just good PR, but it actually did some good. That was a very positive, very good thing. And maybe that's what our presidents ought to do more of.
Well,
instead of shilling around trying to change things that, don't work, have an effect on individual little lives. It's kind of like this radio program or any good radio program. You take a few things, small things that you can chip away at and have an impact and have a positive impact because people say, oh, yeah, that's important. And it is important that the races get along. That's what that was all about.
Uri just sent me a picture of you and your robe talking. He took a picture of your Skype feed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Really?
And he emailed it to me.
Oh, yeah. I just looked at it.
Yeah. Hi, Uri.
Oh, Uri. My God. Funny, funny, funny. Anyway, so that gets us off of that serious
thank you.
Stuff.
That's why I interrupted you.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, going to be here in a moment. There is an interesting story. Interesting. Am I using, every once in a while I use that word too much? Interesting. We have to rework our mind. We have to kind of grind another word in there. The story that Dr. Ken is focusing on, among others today, is at DougStefan.com. Crossing your arms, according to Dr. Ken, may help with pain relief. Your arms.
Can't wait to hear how that works.
We'll figure that out.
Maybe.
Speaking of pain, as we get closer to Dr. Ken being here, think about the pain that you have going through your body right now. By the way, there's a newsletter that we have. Dr. Ken has always done the Friday health and wellness newsletter. Now he's doing an extra one on pain during the midweek. And there's one at the – if you go to DougStefan.com, click on Ken Kronhaus's picture. As a contributor, brings you to the box where the newsletters are. Sign up. Put your email address in. You get all the newsletters and the special info about pain. Which brings us around to thinking about Salon Pause and the button you'll find both at drkenshow.com and drstefan.com for your free Salon Pause patch. Practical, simple, greaseless, effective. You'll get 12 hours of pain relief right now. Check all the information out about pain in the special newsletter and you'll read about Salon Pause. The products are there for everybody who has pain. Active ingredients that are strong. There's no drugs you have to ingest. This stuff is available in leading drug and grocery stores all across the country. So if you've got a pain right now and you don't want to wait for your free patch to come, which you'll order by going to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, go to your nearest Walgreens, for example, and get Salon Pause. S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Time to be pain-free. Time to stick on one of those Salon Pauses.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
12 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for Good Day, is here with some interesting news about pain relief from a movement you wouldn't expect to give you what it gives you, Ken.
This will help all of our listeners, Doug. With regards to pain, out of the medical journal called Pain This Week, crossing your arms may confuse the brain and help fight pain. Crossing arms at the wrist mixes up the brain's perception of pain signals sent from the hands to the brain and reduces the intensity of pain. So, Doug, when we get hurt, we should not only rub it better, but also cross our arms.
Now, those people who are into psychology will tell you when you cross your arms, it's like putting a wall up. It's a, if you think about it for a second, when you stand and put your arms, that's sort of telling somebody, I dare you to approach me. Did you know that psychologically, Ken?
A matter of body language.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you could get a shirt that says, I'm just doing this to help my back, and then that would negate it, don't you think?
Okay, well, I'll remember that.
You're funny, Jen.
All right, so now we have all these people who tell us we need protein and we need meat. This is another one of these stories where there is conflict galore. The story about how bad eating meat may be.
The latest out of the World Cancer Research Fund and the American Institute for Cancer Research, Doug, red meat and processed meat may increase the risk of developing colon cancer. If you cut out the red meat or lower it, exercise, maintain a healthy body weight, boost your fiber intake, and consume less alcohol, we could prevent 45% of all colon cancer.
Isn't it true that it's attached, though, colon cancer, prostate cancer, most of these cancers in that region, the fat content of the meat. If the fat's cut out of it, it's not so bad, right?
Right. I'm not saying that we should eliminate entirely. Just lower the amount. What you may want to cut out is the processed meat.
Yeah. All right. Bologna and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, Dr. Ken, both Doug and I are sitting here. I'm looking at us on our Ustream feed on the video thing. Sitting here with our arms folded.
Yeah, very nice, Ruthie. Yeah. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks at Body Bio Report. All you have to do is go to bodybioreport.com to register for your report. Get the information that Ken has gotten and I've gotten. You won't get our information. You'll get your information. Either get them to do the blood test and then examine the blood test so they can tell you about nutrients that you're needing, that sort of thing. Or you take a blood test with your annual physical, send the results to them, and they quickly review it, Ken, to find out what you ought to be eating, right?
I love this. Find out what supplements you really need. You'll avoid the ones you don't. You won't waste money, and you'll become more healthy.
That's the idea, more health. That's at bodybioreport.com. Enter the code Dr. Ken. You'll save $50. Your path to healthy, balanced body. Click away. BodyBioReport.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Guarantee.
There were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, the blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas!
I was just there.
Viva Las Vegas!
$300.
Did you?
I did. Wow. And I walked away. I am the world's best gambler.
Yeah.
I still wanted to put it back in, but I walked away.
Yeah, really.
Good for you. Where are we going?
Wherever you want. My treat.
You just took me to dinner, so I owe you this time.
Yeah, you take me to dinner. We'll celebrate that way.
All right, so this is Viva Las Vegas. You knew that, though. Elvis from the movie of the same name, number one at the box office in this week of 1964, also number one on the hit parade. Viva Las Vegas. How can you be unhappy? Now listen to this stuff. Very good stuff. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with movie moments and movie news of interest and import. Actually, a lot of movie news. We'll get to it in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Yeah. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. He'll have some movie news for us in a moment. First, a contest that won't take a lot of time to figure out. This is
simple.
Well, I would say simple is a good word for it. Here's the first clue.
So forget any ideas you've got about lost cities, exotic travel, and digging up the world. We do not follow maps to buried treasure, and X never, ever marks the spot.
I'll give you one more short one, but that should be good. Yeah, Roberta knows.
Even Roberta knows.
Enough said. All right, here's another short one.
Oh, yeah. It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
Come on, as human as an X-Man.
I was the next man.
All right, so that tells you which one it was.
Yeah, you got it. You going to do one more or are you done?
Yeah, we can do one more. It's fine.
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior? I told you.
This is the best. I think arguably, Chucker.
Come on.
Chucker, this is arguably the best one, don't you think?
My favorite's the second one.
Really? This is the third one. All right, anyway, 800-510-8255. My God, you got to get this one. I said it was.
And you're living under a rock if you don't know this.
Right, if Roberta knows it.
Most people hope that the last one never existed.
No, the last one was okay. It's fine. They're going to do another one, too. Come on, Chucker. Get a life, will you please? And give us some movie news.
Okay, according to screenwriter Robert Wussey, 70 pages of the script has been written for the sequel to J.J. Abrams' next Star Trek movie. Abrams has been busy doing publicity for Super 8, which comes out on June 10th. I'm really looking for that movie. It looks really good. Other news, early reviews on X-Men First Class are extremely positive, some calling it one of the best comic book movies ever. I'm not a huge X-Men fan, but it's going to make a lot of money. And finally, there's an active remake in the works for Carrie, which is the 1976 film, which is based on the Stephen King novel. It appears that all Stephen King's works are either made or going to be remade. It's almost amazing.
Right, it is amazing. All right, Mike, what do you think the name of the movie is, please?
That would be Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes, it would be Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So do you feel like you are vanquished now, Mike? You got the right answer. You feel good about that?
I do, and it was very simple, and it was the best one.
It was the best one. Yeah, I agree that was the most entertaining one, and too bad they couldn't bring Sean Connery back, but he doesn't want to do any movies for anybody. So that's the end of that. You've got a nice prize coming to you, Mike. Thank you. The Doug Steffen good way to spend time during the day is to listen to important things, discussions like this one with Chuck Curry. Movie Moments, check it out at Doug Steffen.